and a one, and a two, and a three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jill. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? Oh, sorry. I love you.
It is Jill McKeever's birthday today.
Today. Yeah. If you don't know who Jill McKeever is, she is married to Chaz. Charles. Whatever.
Charles, the brain behind this show.
It's definitely not us.
So anyway, yeah.
Happy birthday to my dear, dear friend Jill.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
On today, well, today's show is dedicated to Jill McKeever. So we're going to talk about a couple of Jilly things.
Organic.
And then we're going to talk about organic.
Organic is a Jilly thing.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Jill's organic?
Sure she is.
She's got a degree in
horticulture,
and I mean, organic's right up her alley.
Sure it is. Yeah. So, let's get on with the show. First and foremost, we need to plug her deal. We need to plug Simply...
Oh, her blog.
SimplyDailyRecipes.com. It's more than a blog. You should see this thing.
I have seen it.
Have you seen the new version?
No.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. It's been completely redesigned. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's great.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And she's got a social network also, mm-hmm, Great Cooks. Mm-hmm. Great Cooks social network, much like My Life Ministry mm-hmm. social network, but it's all cookie people, foodies. That's what they call themselves.
Foodies, yes. They're foodies.
And they don't consider that an insult.
No, that's a good thing.
No matter what kind of tone you put on it. So
it is a good thing.
I didn't say it was, yeah. I'm a foodie, that's for sure. What?
Okay.
Now, what did you get? You gave me a look again.
Well, you're not really a foodie.
I'm not a foodie?
No, Jill's a foodie. April is a foodie.
I'm not a foodie?
Why am I
not a foodie?
I am a
world's renowned expert on all things Tex-Mex.
That's not a foodie.
Yes, it is.
No, it's a Texas... It's a tootie. You're a tootie.
I don't have to take this.
Because you don't know about all the food.
This is all going to be a great show dedicated to Jill, and now it's turned to this. It's all just turned to this.
You don't know about all kinds of food. Jill doesn't just do Tex-Mex. She does everything.
I know that.
Well, so you're not a foodie because you don't like all kinds of food.
I do like all kinds of food. I'm just not an expert on all kinds of food. I'm not a foodie when it comes to all kinds of food.
Okay,
I'm only a foodie when it comes to Tex-Mex.
So you're not a foodie. You're a tootie.
Stop calling me that. What's wrong? I think she's going to throw up. Did you throw up a little right there? Are you okay?
Oh my gosh!
Are you all right?
No, I'm the
coat go up your nose again?
No, it was burning the back of my throat because I was trying to swallow and I was laughing and I couldn't swallow.
I'm sorry.
Oh my word! What is this stuff made out of?
You shouldn't drink acid. Carbonated water.
You're like burned a hole in the back of my throat.
I know. It's bad. Oh, that's attractive. You shouldn't drink soda while you do this show because it seems like I always make the funniest jokes right as you take a drink. You got a hairball?
I think so.
You got a Coke ball. I got a Coke ball. And it doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Acid. Yeah, I'm on an acid trip. So we've established you're not a foodie, and Jill is. So since the show is about Jill,
call me anymore.
since the show's about Jill.
Yes, the show is about Jill.
Don't brand me.
And that's the only clip I have by her.
Don't brand me.
So there you go. Hi, Jill.
Don't brand me.
I wasn't branding you. I was just saying hi.
Don't brand me.
I didn't brand you. I don't even know what that means to brand you. Why does everybody have to argue with me on the show? So.
Her blog, yeah.
SimplyDailyRecipes.com. Mm-hmm. And from there, I think you can get to the social network, yes, which is Great Cooks. And okay, I don't know great, the yeah. exact address. I think it's greatcooks. I don't know. So. Just go to Great Cooks. Okay. I mean, just go to simplydailyrecipes.com and then you can find the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. And they paid for this theme thing and man, and Chaz set it all up and it does like a slideshow and it's just really cool. Huh. And you can put in your little search up there at the top and you can say chili and it'll give you all the recipes that she has.
Yeah, about like chili. At cooks.com. Yeah.
And you put in. Don't be plugging. That's a competitive thing.
Sorry.
We have a non-competitive clause in our contract with Jill.
Sorry.
Okay. So we're going to get sued.
Jill's going to sue us.
Jill, don't sue us.
Don't brand me.
Oh, no. Okay. So horticulturally speaking, mm-hmm. What is horticulture?
the study of
pot. Plant.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, potted plants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
What is horticulture?
Horticulture, plants and shrubs and you know,
oh, don't,
landscape
okay.
and grass.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between an ag major and a horticulture major?
Well, an agriculture
major
would you know like farming and raising vegetables and that kind of thing. She's not raising vegetables. She's doing shrubbery and plants and flowers and that kind of thing.
So she can do that, but she can't raise any vegetables.
Yes, she could.
She could.
But that's not what her major is in.
But she doesn't have a degree in raising the vegetables. No. You can't raise the vegetables unless you're certified in
raising vegetables. I have.
Do you have a horticulture? I mean, an ag degree?
No.
Or certified about ag specialist to be a horticultural veggie grower?
No, but I have a theology degree. The hepissa.
Oh, so yeah. So you have faith in the seed, right? Mm-hmm, yep. There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a theological degree, too.
I know.
We both have theological degree. We are theological married couple.
A theologically married couple?
Theoretically. I guess. So we bumped today's show.
Yeah.
And we're bumping tomorrow's show.
Uh-huh.
We already bumped tomorrow's show. See, we already recorded tomorrow's show a while ago. Uh-huh. And we bumped the Mermaid. So. Uh-huh. Now we're bumping something else.
Does the
else.
Mermaid get bumped more than once?
No, because this will just bump.
That would have made your day.
That would make my day. No, this show will just bump down to like, I don't know, like yeah. Monday.
Who knows?
I don't know anymore. Because we recorded Monday and Tuesday show last week because we were on a roll.
Yeah.
And now everything's out of whack and I'm confused and I don't know what day it is. And I think it's like.
It's supposed to be Monday. It's her birthday. April 21st is Jill's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, we did that already, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got anything else for this birthday show?
Nope.
Okay.
Just Jill's birthday.
We love you.
We love you, Jill. What? I don't know why I'm crying.
Okay.
Because I don't see her very often anymore. I see Chaz like 4 hours a day, you know, and all. And I see her come out and hug his neck, and then that's it. That's all I get to see her.
There you go.
Maybe she's hanging out some more this summer.
When she's done homeschooling?
Yeah.
She has more time.
And you're done all with all your business.
I'm not ever done with all my business. The babies never leave.
They never go away.
Their parents never, ever stop working.
You're losing one this summer.
Well, yeah, but I still... have one.
Yeah.
And Helen then is home.
Huh?
Then Helen will be home for summer break, you know.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. For you.
You're not going to be cool for you?
Yeah, for like the first week. And then I'll be like, does school start again soon? And when school gets started again. Because you're not here all day.
I know. I tell you what, you go work for me and I'll stay home with Helen.
Yeah.
So this child that we keep, Lauren, we've kept her for 2 years? No, just 1 year.
2 years. She was 3 months.
Oh, okay. So we have had her for 2 years. And we've known the parents. Well, I've known him since I was in like fifth grade.
Was it? I thought it was later than that.
No, fifth grade. And
we've known them for seven, eight years.
But yeah.
I mean, as a couple.
As a couple. I mean, they were one of the first first people we met when we moved back here. And their kids always called Helen Baby Helen.
Uh-huh.
And that's because she was a baby when they first met her. And so, and anyway, so they asked us today that he's got cancer. So we'll be praying for him, everybody. Mm-hmm. Jerry. Be praying for Jerry. He's got cancer. And he's going to be okay.
It's skin. Yeah. It's a melanoma.
It's a melanoma. It's serious. But I mean, he's going to be okay. I have complete faith in that.
Yes.
But it did get him to thinking about things. And they wanted, they asked us, they gave, they honored us with asking us to be their children's
guardian,
godparents or guardians.
No, guardian.
Guardians. In other words, if they died, we would get their kids to try to raise. I mean, to raise. And so, I felt very honored by that.
Yeah. Well, I'd been wondering who's getting Lauren because nobody else is taking her baby. Because, you know, I have a come apart.
I want Morgan. So.
Okay. Well, what about Casey? She just left by the wayside.
No. She can come too.
Okay.
She could be Helen's.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll give her to Helen. And I like Morgan because she plays sports and all.
Ah.
She's a tomboy. So.
Yeah.
And you like Lauren because she's all sweet and snuggly and little.
Well, because she's my baby.
She's your baby.
She is.
Yeah. So there you go.
Uh huh.
I like them all. I mean, I like Morgan and Casey and Lauren, but I'm just saying, I'd have a lot of fun with Casey because we play sports.
Morgan, you mean?
I mean Morgan. Casey, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'd be fun. And, you know, Casey's doing karate.
Oh, she is now?
Yeah. A little scary. I don't want a kid to beat me up. So, yeah. So, we got that. So, we've been honored with that question. We haven't given them a response yet, but you can tell my reaction what it's going to be. So, there you go. So, anyway. So, there you go. That's your birthday present, Jill.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm glad you wanted to know that.
I'm glad you... I don't know. I don't know. I got nothing. Her birthday present was let's plug in her on the show.
Is gonna be wrapped.
Oh well, yeah, that present. But I mean, as a show, we're giving her blog.
Yeah, we're giving her blog a plug.
There you go. That's pretty much it.
Alrighty then.
That's all I got. Happy Monday, everybody.
That's right. It is also Monday.
Tomorrow. Oh, you know what?
What?
Tomorrow is the day.
The day for what?
The Earth Day.
That's right.
We're going to do the special Earth Day show.
Earth Day, which is also Jill's thing. She likes the Earth.
Does she?
Thinks you should take care of it. Yeah. I remember we had a conversation once that when they when they moved here.
Yeah.
That Earth Day. she called the city to find out what she was supposed to do about her recycling.
Yes.
The cans and the bottles and everything. They're like, we don't recycle.
Yeah.
What recycling?
Pretty much.
This is selfish spray because we don't recycle. What? You just put your dishwasher on the curb. They'll pick it up.
Yep. Dishwasher, batteries, old tires, paint. Water heater. Just leave it out by the curb.
They won't take paint if it's not dried. They will not take. Actually, that's one of the weird things they won't take if you haven't left the can open to dry.
You have to leave the can open and let the paint dry.
Yes.
Or even better yet, pour it into a plastic sack
and mush it down, and then stick it in there. They won't know it's there, and they'll throw it away.
They'll take it.
Isn't that sad? She was really disappointed that we didn't have recycling. See, so she's there.
But what you really should do with your paint cans is take them to Sherwin-Williams. They'll take them.
Yeah, they'll take them back. Yeah, but I don't have any. I keep all my paint, as you can see, in the bathroom.
She's painted the bathroom calico cat colors.
Well, just this one spot, because I'm trying to. Because I had first it was one color, and then it was another color for like a year, and then I painted this comfort gray, and it's too blue. It was supposed to be more gray and less blue, and it's too blue. And so now I'm gonna go with like this pretty. Like safari colors, what I'm going for, and I have these two. I have paint in the cabinet, and I was trying to test what I already have to see if I didn't have to buy new paint. But I do because I've got three colors up there, none of them work, So now I have to go buy paint and repaint it.
And that's why I have a spotted bathroom.
And that's why you have a calico bathroom. There looks like a calico cat.
Thank you for sharing.
Anytime. Vas con Dios.
We're not Vas con Dios yet. I have to finish the Earth Day song.
Well, they're going to hear it tomorrow. You're going to, it's just, you're just going to overdo a good thing.
Is it overkill? I should stop it then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said Vas con Dios.
Okay.
Well, be done now.
Wow. Okay. Golly. So I guess we're done now. All right, everybody. See you
tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Jill.
2 1 squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.